of the spirit of justice and truth, of wisdom and charity, that mindful of our responsibility and of the needs of those we serve, we may promote the true welfare of your people, exercise wisely and faithfully the authority committed to us, and advance the common good through Jesus Christ, Lord, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you. There are no apologies.
Finally get to the council folks.
Yeah.
Is there a chapter's box? I'm sorry.
Disclosures of interests. Councillor.
Yes.
Closed council item 9.1 regarding the Richard Gould National Music Academy. And there is an arrangement in here with the STEM officer, which my employer, the Muscle High School, may be particularly beneficial.
Items 6.5 and 6.6 in the closed council. The Edison Road upgrades, my husband's employer, is mentioned in these reports.
6.5 and 6.6, currently in the action of the applicant.
Are there any other disclosures? There are no other disclosures. Thank you. I understand there's no public participation, which takes us then to a mayoral minute. May I please move that the council recognise the remarkable life of former Shire citizen of the year, Max Watters, his extraordinary generosity to this community and the significant contribution he made to the arts both regionally and across New South Wales. And two, that a permanent memorial be established in memory of Max Watters in the form of a piece of public art to be funded from the source allocated in the minute. If I might say just a few words about Max. We all knew him well, of course. He was an extraordinarily humble man who lived humbly. But had a deep sense of passion for this community, a community he was born and raised in, and who ultimately left his enormously valuable art collection to this community, which is an extraordinary and generous gift. Can I ask that we receive that minute and that it be carried by a minute of silence, and if I could ask councillors to come to their feet. Thank you. Thank you very much. I invite councillors who may wish to say a few words to do so. Councillor Foyers, no?
Oh, no, I'll just have a second.
No, it's the second motion, which has been moved in silence. Councillor Woodrow.
Yes, add to your words, Mr. Mayor, the statue of the man cast a fantastic shadow across our shore for some, it must be nearly 40 years. Undertaking art lessons for kids and teaching them the love of drawing and the love of painting. It didn't matter how big or small, and often at no cost to them as well. So we are indeed, have lost a great citizen. It's a sad day.
I was pleased to see that John Jobling was also at the funeral as well. Well, I might move then to the business paper. Anyone else wishes to say something? So the next item I have is, I think, 6.1.
I have a question in regard to that. Upper Hunter and Lower Hunter implementing the same restrictions concurrently?
Well, if I might answer this question, no. I think 4 or 5 years ago, the 4 water utilities in the Hunter each had their own, both substance and timing, 4 restrictions. And of course, that would make sense if the events were more isolated and particular. In more recent times, the 3 Upper Hunter councils have an Upper Hunter Water Alliance and they've moved as one. And of course, the Lower Hunter councils have the state water utility, Hunter Water. So the 5 cities in the Lower Hunter are serviced in that way. Of course, this has been a regional drought, indeed a statewide drought, and the media market of Hunter Water is enormous. And it has become obvious in the course of this particular drought that confusion has arisen in the community between the ads that have been generated by Hunter Water right across the valley and the more meagre budgets of the Upper Hunter councils in getting out the message as to what our own water restrictions are. There will always, of course, be a need for specific cases for particular water restrictions to apply in short terms and in long terms, and Murrundi has been on level 6 water restrictions for a considerable period of time. I think it's to the point, at least with respect to this drought, that we move with Hunter Water. And I'm hopeful that the 2 other Upper Hunter councils will follow suit in the fullness of time so that there is a single message across the whole of the Hunter's media market. And of course, I hope in the fullness of time, at least the substance part of the restriction levels are common right across New South Wales, where virtually every other council has a slightly different interpretation of what those restrictions are. My view is it's just common sense that this, you know, we're trying to get a message out about what people can and can't do, and there are penalty offences that attach to this. I think we have a responsibility to make them as clear as possible, and I think this is the clearest way that we can make it in the shorter term, and obviously I would encourage the 2 other councils to follow suit. But at least at this stage, 6 of the 10 councils have the same water restrictions if this motion were to pass tonight. Yes, of course.
The general manager of the Upper Hunter Shire has indicated that a report will be going to their February ordinary meeting recommending a move to water restrictions level 2.
In that case, I'd like to move to defer that we defer this item to the next ordinary meeting, and they happen concurrently.
Well, the difficulty is it will never happen concurrently. Hunter Water is already on level 2. This will mean, if this motion is successful tonight, they will always be concurrent. If they are more onerous, they will be concurrent with Hunter Waters, both in substance and in timing.
Concurrent with Upper Hunter Council?
No, they won't be concurrent with Upper Hunter, they'll be concurrent with the Lower Hunter if this motion is successful. There is no mechanism by which we can easily make them concurrent with the Upper Hunter in any event, because it has to go through their council. I really think this is the best that we can do. I hope in the fullness of time there is just an agreement amongst all the water utilities in the Hunter, unless it's an isolated event, that we have some commonality, given that we are all in one media market now.
Yeah, I'm definitely on board with that, and I'm definitely on board with the restrictions. Just in light of the change in weather patterns, I think we're all aware that the Indian Ocean dipoles dropped 20 points and that it is starting to rain again. The worm is turned on the dam, it's actually filling. So to defer it for another couple of weeks, we'll see if it make any great bearing on the levels of the Glenbourne Dam.
All right, well, I might just indicate dissent. Does anyone wish to second?
I haven't got a second yet.
Yeah. Right, are you happy to let that lapse, or do you want to give more time? Well, I might just move a motion in the form that appears in the business paper, and I might just speak, I'll take a second to first, and I might just speak to the council about it, and only in answer to that issue. It's moved, as I understand it, by 0.4%. My own view is that although the population centres have all enjoyed, or both on the coast and in the major cities, have enjoyed good rainfalls, the truth of the matter is
our catchment hasn't.
Upper Hunter hasn't in any significant way. Glenbourne is up. Glenbourne has lost more in the last two weeks than it got in the last 3 days. And it's a stat that I've talked about in a number of places, but Macquarie catchment, which is just over the Great Dividing Range from the Hunter catchment, that's the catchment that Dubbo, Wellington, Cobar, Mudgee and Orange are in, has received, and it's a startling stat, 30% of their previous lowest rainfall. 30% of their previous lowest annual rainfall. And here's another one. As you would know more keenly than most, unless you get sort of 20, 25 mils, you don't get any flow, you don't get any runoff. And one consequence of that 30% figure is the Macquarie catchment has had 1% of its annual average inflow into Burrendong and Windermere. 1% of its average annual inflow. Yes, I noticed this morning that Burrendong's gone up by 0.2%. That takes them to 1.5% again.
Yeah. Look, I guess we're all, the rationale behind my thinking is there is going to be no additional demand for people watering in the next 2 weeks because of the rain that we've had. So bringing them in, bringing the restrictions in today as opposed to the next order of council meeting will be inconsequential.
Respectfully, Councillor, the motion before you in the report is recommending the restrictions be applied from the 2nd of March.
Yes, and there's an East Coast low and it comes across and fills our dam in the next 2 weeks. We won't have to worry about it.
And indeed, if I can just speak to that very quickly and just say that, and if that be the case and Hunter Water reverts to level one as a result of this motion, we automatically would too.
Right.
Councillor Reynolds.
We can revisit it anyway, and that's what I was going to say. Absolutely, if it's not in our interest, what would you say? I think I like the uniform approach. But we've only got one meeting person here today, but if I can ask the council, can we saturate the market with this actual information that's going out that has changed? Like actually, not just the media release, let's make sure that we're proactive in saturating the market that's in line with Hunter.
Well, I don't know what saturate the market means, but we don't have a huge budget for this, but I would congratulate staff on the amount of advertising we have done. We really have done our level best to try and get the message out there within our
less use of saturation as the is very wise either, if I might just point that out.
But in any event, the message will get out, and I've already done quite a bit of radio on it, and people are aware that level two are coming, but and level two is coming to Singleton as well, who have had their own issues today.
The Hunter Water, we're going to be uniform approach to that message.
Yes, well, I think that message is getting out there. It is a complex message because it's only as if they're more onerous. There may be times where we need to be more onerous because they've enjoyed, obviously, 200 millimetres in the last 4 days. We've enjoyed 70 millimetres. So it's, and that's only in our neck of the woods. Anyway, I'm sure we all agree that drought or not, good water management is a good practice. Does anyone else wish to contribute to the debate before I put it?
I'd like to say that, as I think you mentioned earlier, the media campaign that's already been run by the Hunter Council
just to
is only going to benefit us here because it's the same
effort. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say we're in line with it.
All right. Well, I might put that then. All those in favour, then say aye. All those in the contrary, no. The ayes have it. It's carried. Uh, 6.2 is the replacement of these names on the Leeds councillor, Scholes councillor, Reynolds. Any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye. Aye. Contrary, no. The ayes have it. It's carried. 6.3, Councillor McNeill, Councillor Coy. Any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. The ayes have it. It's carried. 6.4, Councillor Scholes, Councillor Ward. Any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. The ayes have it. It's okay. And I just congratulate the staff on behalf of the elected arm for that initiative to improve water pressure, I'm told, in Muswell North and lower risk. 6.5, suspect we've got a few disclosures on that matter. Can I move that that be deferred until the March ordinary council meeting in consideration of that item? Councillor Scholes, Councillor Woodruff, any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. I have it. It's carried. Councillor Foley, could you speak? The sooner you want it. Can I move that that also be deferred until the March ordinary council meeting? Councillor Ledden, Councillor Foy, any dissent? Put it. All those in favour say aye. Ayes have it. It's carried. Sorry.
Which
is
Councillor
Reynolds,
Councillor
Ford. Oh, did I? I do apologise. I said Councillor, I meant Ledland. Ledland.
Not before hearing. Okay.
Maybe.
Get him a
sheet.
Yes, please. Sorry. I do apologise. Councillor Bailey, that's what was appropriate. Is there any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye. Contrary, no. The ayes have it. It's carried. 7.2. I'm happy to move motion. Now I need to insert some names here. Councillor Ledlin as to 1, and I don't need to do anything with 2. So is there a second for that? Councillor Bash.
Yes. Very
hasn't he got a pecuniary interest, surely? Not anymore.
I put that then. If all those in favour say aye, aye. I can't see no, the ayes have it as carried. Congratulate or commiserate the new appointees in those positions. Now, at this point, I have a motion to go to closed council, but before I do. I don't have a 7.3, I'm afraid. I'm not supposed to. Right. Right. Could that possibly be passed up? I might have to come down. But just before I do, Councillor Ward, will you just pardon me one moment while I work out where I'm supposed to be? Right. So there's investments. I think that's what's being pointed to. Councillor, what are you happy to move? Yes, thank you. Is there a Councillor Green. Any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes have it as carried, and thank you for pointing that out. Now is this the one to go? What I propose to do for those members in the gallery and the media is adjourn the council for 5 minutes, or suspend the council for 5 minutes, just into the councillor's room, where they're going to come back and to give there are two councillors who have resigned, and they'll be giving some short valedictory speeches in which there'll be some responses. And then we'd like to do that, obviously, publicly. And then it'd be better to do that, I think, now rather than go through a closed item and then have the gallery come back half an hour later or whatever it might be. So if it's all right, I might just move that we suspend the meeting for 5 minutes, and we'll pop back and then do some valedictory speeches. Councillor Foley, Councillor McNeil, any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye. Actually, no. I have it as carried. So we'll be back in 5 minutes. Councillor Green.
Chink in my armour. Michelle, they said, there is no one running for council who represents your demographic. And indeed, there have been few who have gone before who have also represented your demographic. Anyone who knows me well knows that these are words like a red rag to a bull. My whole life, I've advocated for fairness and equality. I've implemented unique opportunities for my female peers. I've done well in non-traditional male-dominated workforces. And I have a hard time taking no for an answer when the issue of my gender has been raised as to why I shouldn't do something. Nottinghamshire Council has a remarkably young median age of 35, made up of many young families, mothers and women and families like me and mine, and they needed a voice. So apart from a few hiccups at the polling booth where I was proclaimed to be one of those bloody greenies, when my out-of-vote flyer was misunderstood, I soon followed proudly in the footsteps of my grandfather, Maurice Samuel Ashman, by becoming the second councillor in Family Tree. My tagline for the election was active kids, active families, active communities. Not just a bunch of words on paper, but a lifestyle that I embrace and passionately advocate for. So the role of spokesperson for recreational wellbeing was a perfect fit, and I set about wholeheartedly advocating for recreational facilities that would greatly benefit all members of our shire. It may seem trite, but one of my most proud and most favourite projects was the installation of the toddler park at our regional playground in Highbrook Park. A small, relatively inexpensive addition to our community that probably didn't matter to many, but it did matter a great deal to young families. It meant a place for toddlers to safely develop their motor and social skills, but it also meant a place for parents and caregivers to belong, to connect to others, and to feel less isolated. Being one of my first projects off the mark, its instant success and enthusiastic usage proved I was providing the broader community voice, the Muswellbrook Shire. Other notable projects I've personally had the pleasure to help see to fruition are the off-leash dog park, improved accessibility and inclusive equipment in our playgrounds, improved female change room facilities at the Weirman Fields, the installation of two new netball courts at Karula Park, and most significantly, the warm water learner swim pool and kids wet play addition to the Muswellbrook Aquatic Centre, which is now underway, and the kids and I are looking forward to an invitation back to the opening.
Which you'll certainly get.
The latter project provided an immeasurably valuable lesson in listening to and consulting with the broader community to achieve a result that best fits all. And I'd like to take this moment to once again thank the hardworking council staff, councillors and community members who put their heart, soul and long hours into achieving what I hope will be a well-loved addition that will be enjoyed by many different users of our community. These projects, of course, would not have been possible without the hard work of council staff. I'd particularly like to acknowledge and sincerely thank Matt Lysart, Paul Chandler and the team in the Works Property and Building Department. I've had the pleasure to spend numerous hours with Paul and Matt debating the merits of aquatic centre designs, playgrounds, netball courts and dog parks. They are part of a hard-working, passionate team dedicated to delivering the best sporting and recreational infrastructure and services to our Shire. They do a tremendous, oftentimes thankless job, and I've learned a great deal from them. So thank you, Matt and Paul, for your patience, generosity, knowledge and humour on those road trips. Statistically, jobs don't keep people living in our towns. It's the livability of a place that keeps them here. It's a topic I've become particularly passionate about and advocated for during my time in council. Clean, green, welcoming spaces, facilities and events that encourage the coming together of a community of vital ingredients to the well-being and livability of a town. During this term, this council has done a phenomenal job reconnecting the community to our natural world with the Club to Club Rehabilitation Project along Muscle Creek, and reinvigorated the village of Denman through the innovative and stunning rebuild of the Denman Community Hall and Denman Town Centre Revitalisation Project. Two critical factors that protect against loneliness, depression and suicide are having a sense of belonging and having a sense of purpose. Proudly, Muswellbrook has a strong sporting culture and the pound hits above its weight in the quality of its sporting facilities. If you were new to town and you loved your sport, I've no doubt you would find your tribe. But what about those who are more attracted to showcasing their talents on a stage instead of on the football field? Where is their home? Where do they go to find their tribe, their sense of purpose, and their sense of belonging? The Muswellbrook Amateur Theatre Society is phenomenally talented, yet they drag their props around town for rehearsals and hire school halls that don't do their productions deserve justice. A home for our region's arts, cultural, and conference scene is needed, and from the very start I've been a champion of the Muswellbrook Regional Entertainment and Conference Centre. I'm very proud to have been a part of a council to approve such an ambitious project during my term as councillor. So to this council and to future councils, I urge you to consult and engage with your whole community. Think outside the box, be daring, be inclusive and open-minded in the delivery of services, facilities and events that will build community connectivity and enhance livability for all who choose to call the Muswellbrook region home. Furthermore, I encourage you to champion diversity. Aim for a council that is reflective of the people it serves. Our entire community will reap benefits when they have a diverse mix of councillors representing them. And I'm proud to be a part of this council's plans to facilitate a forum in coming months to encourage Ruin to run for local government. Undoubtedly, this Shire faces future challenges that will affect our workforce, economy and livability. However, this is an innovative and ambitious council with talented staff who are pursuing every natural, infrastructural, geographical, commercial and educational strength and advantage that this Shire has to ensure economic diversity and resilience through a changing future. I have great confidence that the right leadership and the right culture for our organisation will ensure it will continue to perform very well for the community it serves.
My humble gratitude to the exceptional support shown and given by our General Manager, Fiona Cressman, throughout my time with Council. Fiona, your dedication, knowledge, experience and care for staff and councillor wellbeing has been exemplary, but we are very blessed to have you at the helm. To all the executive staff, I've learnt so much from each of you. Thank you for answering my many questions, providing advice, mentoring, some great conversations and quality leadership. Michelle Sandal-Hay, who's not here tonight, Josh Brown and Melanie Meadows, you are the glue that keeps us together. And thank you for absolutely everything that you do. Mayor Rush and my fellow councillors, it's been an honour to serve this community alongside you. We have different opinions and different ways of getting the job done, but together we've formed a collegial team of independent thinkers dedicated to making the best decisions for our region. Special thanks to Councillor McNeill, from whom I've been learning to find the balance between community consultation and making brave leadership decisions, and that grass height really does matter. Councillor Dedlin, your empathetic, considered and measured approach to everything that you do and say is inspirational. And Councillor Bailey, you've inspired me to explore predictions and possibilities about the future to inform the decisions I make in the present day. Thank you. And Councillor Rush, I think you've taught us all here to think big and then think bigger. Under your leadership, this small council has consistently bitten off more than it can chew, and then chewed like hell to deliver. And I think we can all agree the Muswellbrook region has been reset and re-energised over the past two terms of council. Muswellbrook has been, Muswellbrook has been many things to Tom and I. It was here we bought our first home, married, raised Shay and Arch, our beautiful kids. We started two businesses and worked in the coal mines. It has fed us, housed us, provided for us, supported us, and in short, it's raised us as we became fully fledged adults. We've made many lifelong friendships and had the time of our lives here. But after 10 great years in Muswellbrook, personal and family reasons, call us back to our hometown of Mackay in Queensland. Mackay is where we grew up, is where our family is, and it's time to go home. Through this incredible experience of representing my community here in Muswellbrook, I've decided to do the same in Mackay, and will stand for the 2020 local government elections in the hope that I can continue to be a strong voice for broader representation for our family and for the community in which our family lives. Being a councillor has been a life-changing experience. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for being part of that experience, and thank you and goodbye for now.
Propose to say a few words, followed by Councillor Woodruff, who's the longest serving councillor, and then any other councillors in any order they tell me they want to go. You have a long list of achievements, and I often think after a long period of time, the success of a councillor is sometimes not so much managed by what they achieve in partnership with others, but how they deal with failure at times. I know, and I'm only using this example because it's since been resolved, I'm not going to use this for ones that haven't, but I know that the Learn to Swim pool was not something that was prioritised by council at first instance, and councillors can react to that in different ways. They can become spiteful, they can move into opposition, they can white hat. You didn't. You've always been professional, and I respect that, and it's a strong signal that you send to future women councillors, the way that you've conducted yourself on this council, and I appreciate that. And that is why there's a warm water pool today being constructed, I hope, at some point in the very short future. And I certainly will be invited back and have every reason to be proud of that achievement. This is a democracy, and when we don't always, it doesn't suit me to sit here and tell you all my various failures at times. We don't always get what we want, but it's how you deal with that and how you continue to fight and persuade for those things that you do think are important. Sometimes you're persuaded out of something you thought was a priority. That's what being a council is about, and you've done an exemplary job. Thank you.
Thanks all. I'll address both of you beautiful people, if you don't mind. I just wanted to convey gratitude on behalf of the community, and I wish you both all the best in what you do, and I hope you just hold a little bit of the time here in the heart someplace and look back fondly, because without individuals like you guys standing up and being a part of this council, we wouldn't be as good or as great as we are. So thank you, and I wish you all the best.
Thanks.
Does anyone else wish to say a few words before I just make some closing remarks? Councillor Dunn.
I do. Michelle, I want to thank you for your contribution to our community and council. I admire your ability to identify and articulate possibilities to enhance the quality of facilities for our families. I admire your eye for detail and your ability to negotiate the best outcomes. Your care for the concerns of our community members and your ability to lead and model. I wish you all the best with your new endeavours, and I'm certain that the community of Mackay will thrive in response to your attention. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to say so? We have an opportunity, of course, in very short. Come on, Councillor.
I'll be
great.
Silly gross.
Yeah, I worked very closely with Michelle, as you know, in the same, because we had sort of sister portfolios, and yeah, I just have great admiration for your work ethic. And like, as you said, you genuinely care about what you do. I'm a bit worried about your political skills, because you seem to be always focusing on what's right and not what's politically, I guess, advantageous.
No.
So when you go into the big world of politics up north, maybe you'll have to hone those skills. But no, through that time and the trip to Melbourne, you're very organised, you're efficient, you set your sight on a goal, and evidence is easy to see that more often than not you achieve that. And a good friend. You all probably remember one day, I'm sure Martin does, and I was probably a little bit out of line and was close to ejection. And Michelle rang up just to make sure I was okay. So that's the sort of person she is.
Is there anyone else just to say a few words before I make a closing remark? Thank you. Well, look, to the people of Mackay, she's coming home. She's a good un. We want to see her elected, and hopefully you are, because when I was first elected, the very first bilateral relationship that we had as a council was to form a national council, coal-related council of councils, and Mackay was the first port of call, and a sister city relationship with Mackay would be fantastic. We have much in common. Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't start the lobbying early. Thank you very much, and I'm sure we'll have much more to say over the course of the evening. Councillor Bailey.
Podium is the choice of place to deliver. Well, after Michelle's eloquence, I hope I can be equally so, but I'll aim for brevity as well. Now, the terrible thing about doing this is it sounds like, you know, you're putting your resignation in, and I felt like I needed to start the speech with, it is with great regret. And it is. It is really with great regret that I leave the Shire of Musselburgh. I've been here basically from the lowest point in my life, when my darling wife left me, and I did what every middle-aged bloke does and moved in with his mother. I came here and I had a chip on my shoulder the size of this building, and Musselbrook rehabilitated me. So I have a lot of fond memories of this place, and I'm not going to bore you with my torted story in that regard. I do want to say it's been a true privilege and honour to serve on a council that is so damn good. Are we allowed to say this now that we record things? Who knows? What are they going to do, sack me? So, I, The staff here have been exceptional, and Michelle's already highlighted that, but I want to single out a couple. Fiona Pleasant, who managed the transition from one general manager to the next, has done an astounding job, and I commend her. She's had some trying times in her career and here at the Muswellbrook Shire, and I know how tough that's been on her, and I really want to acknowledge the work that she's done. And Natalia Cowley, I have a name for Natalia. It's quite an affectionate one, but some people may not want to think of it that way, but it is meant with tremendous affection. Please do not be a delinquent ratepayer, is what I'm telling you now, because the Bulgarian bulldog will come. Okay, she is frightening. Now, Jacinta will get a great opportunity to see this in action. But her debt recovery skills are second to none. There was probably only one step further to go, and that was an actual door knock appeal, which I think Natalia would have taken with enormous relish. Natalia has been a true, I cherish the time we had working together, and was both fun, informative, educative, and good for the show. Derek has stepped up into a role that many thought you couldn't fill, and now people can't even remember the other guy. So I don't mean that. Was his name Mr. Pope? did a great job. But Derek, you have also you've just slotted into that role, and the Shire is very lucky to have you. Matt Lysart and Josh Brown, I want to make special mention of. They've been there on probably some of the days I've been least happy, and they've provided some great advice. And Matt just keeps on taking it and getting things done. He was truly. A great man to have working for the council. So there's lots of great staff, and I don't want to go through them all, but any council that has staff of such a high caliber is going to be very well served indeed. Now, there's been some outstanding projects that it's been my pleasure to be a part of. I'm not going to give them great detail, but I do want to mention them. The Memorial Hall at Denman, the Richard Gill School, the Upper Hunter Conservatorium of Music, of course, the 100th anniversary of the Charge of Bathsheba, the Main Street upgrades in Denman, the recycled wastewater treatment facility, unsexy as it is until your toilet blocks up, the pumped hydro initiative, the swimming pool upgrades, and of course the performance space. So for a short 4 years, or not even 4 years, to be involved in such significant activities shows you how this council really gets on with it. And look, a council is more than just an organisation that collects rates, fixes roads and disposes of rubbish. It's highlighted by Michelle, but it creates a sense of community. It takes care of those that are less fortunate, and it turns a place that is a town where you have to live into a place where you want to live. And I knew this was going to be a special council because before I even had joined, I had a breakfast meeting, I think, with Councillor Reynolds, and he outlined his vision for the future. Now, the talking statue of the now forgotten footballer, the kids were going to get to sit next to have their photo taken and uploaded to Facebook, didn't happen. like I said, I knew it was going to be an interesting time ahead, and I think I am now, like I was then, speechless. To Michelle Green, she fought to make the Shire much more family friendly, and I commend her to that. Councillor McNeil's love of sport was evident, and grass height, I didn't want to do the joke again, but I feel like I really do need to. Jason Foy and his dedication to the arts, and our elder statesman Woody here, bringing decades of experience and wisdom to the role. Thank you all. And I know I've worked with your other councillors, but I wanted to make mention of those particular ones. Of course, we've got to talk about the man, whose single-mindedness, exacting standards, drive for continual improvement, and vision for the Shire has seen it go from rags to riches, and that's very true. Now, when Martin got elected, what is it, almost 12 years ago now, if you go back and having trouble sleeping and you want to read the Shire's budget, I think we were $6 million in the black. Okay, not a hope of Hades of doing the tremendous things that we've all been a part of in the last 4 years. So he's improved the amenability and the livability of the Shire, and we are now the jealous, we now are looked on by our peers with incredible jealousy and envy. So to the staff, to the residents and my fellow councillors, it's been my honour to be part of the Council of the Shire of Muswellbrook.
I'm proud of what we've achieved together, and I have no doubt with the leadership and vision contained within this very building that the Shire of Muswellbrook will go on to bigger and better things well into the future. And I look forward to seeing you all in Lightning Ridge. Thank you.
Look, can I say that I will most certainly miss some of the most difficult, challenging, but also rewarding times with the preparation of the budgets. I've been privileged to work with council spokespersons for financing, Councillor Portal and Councillor Bailey, who have been very meticulous in those preparations. Councillor Bailey's were particularly interesting, and he's never been afraid to put his views very eloquently and very forcefully. I can say that he is has always in those discussions an enormous champion of the view of the staff in those discussions, particularly Natalia and Fiona, for whom he had enormous enormous respect, and as I'm sure we all do. I hope that you enjoy Lightning Ridge. I just can't believe it's the end of the Muswellbrook Scott Bailey story. I don't believe it. I'm just not quite prepared to accept that yet. One of the projects you didn't mention is the very difficult decisions around the purchase of the marketplace, which was a very challenging decision for the council more generally. But it happened very early in the term. It wouldn't have happened without some of the leadership you displayed. Of course, that's been an extraordinarily successful investment, as it turns out, and will yield extraordinary potential for this community going forward as we use that anchor investment to better connect our main street to it. And I know that I had a series of extraordinarily long conversations with you about that over a sustained period of time. I appreciate that. I'll certainly miss those very long sessions. You have been an extraordinarily confident as well. I probably have spent more time on the phone and in the presence of Councillor Bailey over the last 3 years than any other single councillor. He's been an enormously important sounding board. Do any other councillors wish to say something at this point before I say some final words? Councillor Litchell.
I'm going to stand up.
We'll stand up.
I'd also like to thank you for your valuable contribution to our community and council, for your expertise in the area of finance and your ability to strategise in the most positive possible way. Thank you for your delightful sense of humour and for sharing your talent, focus and intellect with us, with this council, assisting us to continue to grow and improve. I have felt very lonely all by myself at the end of the table since you left, and I particularly miss witnessing your timely observations which assist with our decision making.
Does anyone else wish to say a few words before I say a few things in closing? Because your contribution to the Town Council Bailey is much wider than just your contribution to council, and I certainly on behalf of the community thank you for your contribution and leadership at the Conservatorium of the Music, which continues to grow, and of course your contribution to the Muswellbrook Workers Club. It was on its knees when you took over as its executive officer, and today it is far from that. It is making an extraordinary contribution, as we would expect of our licensed clubs, back to the community, into sport and into culture, and I don't think it's a short bow to say that that club was saved by your contribution. I'll move a vote of thanks on behalf of the community for the work of these two councillors. Is there a seconder, Councillor Scholes? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The motion is carried. Best wishes for the future. I just don't think it's going to be the end of the story. And you will most certainly be invited back to the opening of those projects. And I sincerely hope that you accept the invitation to be here, because it'll add great joy and if you're here for those occasions. Now, I think that takes us to a motion going to close council. Councillor Foy, Councillor Reynolds, any dissent? I put it all those in favour, say aye.
Aye.
I can't you, nay. Aye, so that's okay. Thank you to the gallery. We'll just suspend for that purpose. What am I up to?
For resumption.
That's it.
It's just the resumption. Councillor Bailey, Councillor Green?
Yeah.
Any dissent? All those in favour say aye. The country day, ayes have it, it's carried. Congratulations on your last motion.
That's set up.
It's impossible to be Councillor Green.
All right.
Well,